Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and approved placing two yield signs on Deer Trail Road at 5th Road. The board discussed possible dates for free dump days. Washington County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Presidential caucuses in Kansas are slated for Saturday, March 5th. Republican caucuses will meet at sites determined by congressional district, with Marshall County Republicans meeting at the Marysville American Legion with two ballot boxes for the 1st and 2nd districts, which are split in the county. Washington County delegates will meet at the First National Bank meeting room in Washington, doors opening at 9 a.m. for check-in. Voting is free and open to all registered Kansas Republicans. You must present a photo ID to check in. Voting is by secret ballot from 10 to 2. Complete details online at kansas.gop. Marshall County residents contact Bill Philippi. Washington County residents contact Dan Tallman with questions. Democratic caucuses are slated at Beloit for those in the 1st Senate District and in Atchison for those in the 2nd District. Registration starts Saturday at 1. For first-time voters or those wishing to switch to the Democratic Party, you may do so at the door with a photo ID required. Anyone waiting in line Saturday at 3 will be allowed to caucus. For additional information, go online to ksdp.org. Marshall County residents may contact John Bannister for details. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, and peaches. Monday's menu, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a roll, mixed veggie, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Enough is enough. Wall Street's greed and illegal behavior drove this country into the worst economic downturn since the 1930s. And then, after getting a huge taxpayer bailout because they were too big to fail, it turns out that three out of the four largest banks are bigger today than they were before we bailed them out. That's crazy. I'm Bernie Sanders. My plan, break up the big banks who are strangling our economy and make them pay their fair share of taxes. Then we can invest in the middle class, expand Social Security, and provide universal college education. I'll rein in Wall Street behavior so they can't crash our economy again. Will they like me? No. Will they begin to play by the rules if I'm president? You better believe it. I'm Bernie Sanders, Democratic candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bernie 2016.
Hi, my name is Noah Lupin. I'm in the fifth grade at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville. This week, the other students and I are celebrating our Lutheran school by having a different fun activities. The theme this year is Life Together. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 19, God is faithful by whom we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad to go to Good Shepherd Lutheran School. If you would like to find out more information about our school, call 785-562-3181.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Breezy but mild conditions expected in the forecast for today. Out ahead of a frontal boundary working in from the west. Conditions looking to stay dry, though, with those highs pushing up into the upper 60s by this afternoon and those winds becoming breezy from the south. Then looking at the upcoming weekend, expecting dry, sunny weather for the day on Saturday. We're back in the lower 60s for those high temperatures. A slight chance for a shower or storm into your Saturday night before at least some partial sunshine for your Sunday and back in the upper 60s. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine, those high temperatures working up into the upper 60s. Lover winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies back to a low of 33. A good deal of sunshine for your Saturday with a high of 61. then a slight chance for a storm Saturday night, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature early March 51, record high on this date 80 in 1910. The average low 29, the record low is 3 below 0 in 2014. Sunset this evening 6:19, sunrise in the morning at 6:49. 30 degrees in Marysville this morning, highs warming up again today. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 4th of March. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Thursday night substate basketball action in girls play. Valley Heights beat Solomon 58-28. Republic County held off Washington County 36-33. Valley Heights girls meet Republic County in the championship Saturday night at Washington County. Sabetha boys edged Marysville 56-55, ending the Bulldogs season. Sabetha will face Nemaha Central in the championship. They defeated Hiawatha 49-35. Donovan West outlasted Frankfort boys 58-56. Centralia took Onega 48-40. D. West and Centralia in the boys' championship at Onega. St. John's Tipton over Southern Cloud 62-21. Axtell boys defeat Blue Valley 66-33. Axtell meets St. John's Tipton in the boys' championship at Randolph Saturday. Hanover won over Clifton Clyde 56-32. Wakefield beat Rural Vista 39-27. Hanover boys square off with Wakefield at Wakefield Saturday night in the championship. Friday night substate basketball and Hiawatha, Nemaha Central and Mount Academy tip at 6. Hiawatha hosts Sabetha at 7:30. At Washington County, Sacred Heart and Bennington meet at 6. Washington County boys host Solomon at 7:30. At Onega, Frankfort girls meet Immaculata at 6. Centralia faces Donovan West at 7:30. At Randolph, St. John's Tipton, Southern Cloud girls tip at 6, Axtell Inn girls at 7:30. At Wakefield, Hanover, Clifton Clyde girls tip off at 6. Wakefield will host Rural Vista at 7:30. Washington County boys entertain Solomon in the 2A substate semifinals tonight. 7:30 tip off live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, some weather models that initially showed La Nina would develop by July have been pushed back a month or two, according to Kyle Tapley, a senior ag meteorologist at MDA Weather Services. He says that El Nino has been weakening since November at a slower pace than previous systems. That's resulting in the delayed time frame. He said that if we don't have a quicker transition to La Nina, we have less likelihood of very hot and dry summer across the U.S. Now, this would be positive for crops and countries like Australia and India. Tapley elaborated that MDA is calling for just above normal temperatures across the east and central U.S. this summer, close to normal precipitation in most of the corn and soybean areas in the Midwest. The American Farm Bureau, along with other agriculture groups, revealed data repository that supporters say will give farmers ultimate control over their business data. That data comes from high-tech farm machineries like tractors, tillage equipment, planters, sprayers, harvesters, and drones. The newly formed Agricultural Data Coalition will empower farmers to better control and manage to maximize the value of the data they collect every day in the fields. The Agriculture Data Coalition, or ADC, is the result of years of planning and coordination with American Farm Bureau, several land-grant universities, including the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and other industry leaders like AGCO, CNH Industrial, Raven Industries, and others. The goal of the organization is to build national online repository where farmers can securely store and control the information collected by their machinery and other devices. You can find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
News from Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Craig Mead. Minneapolis, Minnesota is the site of the National Farmers Union's 114th anniversary convention. It runs from tomorrow through March 8. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the convention provides farmers and ranchers with the information and resources they need to be well-informed producers and influential advocates for the agricultural industry.
National Farmers Union's convention is the annual event that provides our members an opportunity to learn, collaborate, and grow through breakout sessions, thoughtful panel discussions, and industry tours. It's also when we as an organization come together to decide our policy for the coming year in a truly grassroots process. Delegates to the convention go through our policy line by line to determine the policies that will drive NFU decision-making and priorities for the coming year. As a farmer-led organization, this process is very important to who we are and the type of policy that we bring to the table in Washington, D.C. We look forward to hosting folks in Minnesota this week for NFU's 114th anniversary convention.
And in other news, a new poll by National Public Radio finds that messaging encouraging consumers to eat less meat not having much of an impact on dietary habits. The NPR survey of 3,000 Americans concluded the impact has been negligible when it comes to diets. The results were compared with a similar NPR poll from 3 years ago that found a slight drop in the number of people who said they were eating less meat, even though 30% of respondents said publicity linking processed meats to a higher cancer risk has caused them to change their eating habits. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. On the phone with Sue Schulte, talking about Commodity Classic in New Orleans, Louisiana. Corn, wheat, soybeans, sorghum, etc. All the commodities are there. And Kansas corn is very well represented, thanks to Sue and others from Kansas Corn in attendance at Commodity Classic in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's right. And not only Kansas corn, but Kansas soybeans, grain sorghum, and wheat as well. And so, you know, you see a lot of folks from Kansas at these things, but I think one of the big values is for our growers is talking to other growers from all parts of the country and listening to their issues and talking about crops and the markets and you know, it's just really a great educational experience just to share that information among growers.
Thank you. Sue Schulte with Kansas Corn. Once again, the state of Kansas and Kansas Corn well represented at Commodity Classic in New Orleans, Louisiana.